Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record every week at the McHugh Center. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. The UVA football team plays at Miami on Saturday afternoon, and my guest today is redshirt sophomore tailback Daniel Hamm. Daniel, welcome to the show. Will this be your first trip to Miami and Sun Life Stadium, or were you in the travel party 2 years ago?
This is my first trip. My first year, that was actually the only game that I did not travel to.
Really?
Yeah.
Your story, which you've gone over before, is an unusual one. You came to UVA from Fort Chiswell High School as a recruited walk-on. Now you're the team's second-leading rusher. You had a tremendous high school career. Did you have scholarship offers from 1AA programs or other colleges?
No. My first 2 years of high school, I was a fullback. So my first year of tailback was my senior year, so no one really recruits a senior.
So how did you come to be the fullback there? I mean, it must have been a pretty good tailback, right?
We had some talented tailbacks, but I guess it was just one of those things where I was pretty strong in high school, and I guess I could make the blocks well enough to where they trusted me being a fullback, you know, blocking for guys behind me. But I never really knew why I was a fullback instead of a tailback. It's just one of those things that it is what it is.
But you didn't have FCS programs or anybody kind of sniffing around? Or?
Not that I know of. The only colleges I were in contact with were because of track.
So I think you've told me that Scott Wackenheim, who was then the offensive line coach here, who's now the head coach of VMI, he recruited that area, and mm-hmm. he was the one who first talked to you about coming to Virginia?
After the track coach. Okay. Coach Wackenheim saw me at a basketball practice for the first time in person. He was there visiting Coleman Thomas, and you know he's like, "Wow, this kid's pretty athletic." And he actually saw me on Coleman's film, and Coach Wilson set me up with a meeting when I came on my official visit for track, and that's when he told me that they were going to offer me prefer a walk on. You know, they'd be excited to have me here on the team and everything. So,
were you confident that you would eventually be able to actually play here? I mean, would you have been content if you came here and you were just a scout team guy for 5 years or 4 years?
I guess everybody's plan is to come and play in college, you know, when they sign their letter of intent or just come as a walk-on or whatever the case may be. But when I was meeting with Coach Wackenheim, he told me he felt that I could play as a freshman. I just had to work hard, you know, do what I needed to do on the field. And I believed him, so you know, I came here, made my decision, and worked as hard as I could to get on the field.
You won two state titles in the triple jump in high school. You compete for the track team here. What's it been like juggling two sports in college? I mean, everyone knows that football is very time-consuming.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of demands.
Football definitely takes up most of my time, but you know, the coaches really work well. You know, Coach Lennon and Coach Fetzer. They seem to not have a problem with me doing both, especially in the indoor season when we're doing winter training for football. They don't have a problem with me doing my lift or whatever and then going to track practice and then maybe missing a lift or two to travel for a track meet. So they seem to not have a problem with any of that. So it's not too much more athletic, like physical consumption, but you know, it's quite a bit.
Did you come here with the prospect of getting a track scholarship? Was that a possibility here, you know, if football hadn't worked out?
Yeah. I wouldn't say a full scholarship, but definitely a partial. The coach had told me he couldn't put me on scholarship due to playing football and, you know, the NCAA regulations there. But he said I probably would be on a partial scholarship if it wasn't for football.
Have you been – I know you competed indoor last year, did pretty well. Or maybe it was 2 years ago. How far along are you in your track career? Are you always going to be limited because of your football obligations, or do you think you'll really be able to kind of max out here?
I think it'll always be limited, you know, not being able to train all the way through the fall, you know, being able to practice all the way through the spring like the rest of the athletes. But, you know, it's just – I guess it's one of those things where you don't really, like, fall backwards too much, you know, as long as you keep your form. Keep it all in your mind and everything. And when you get out there, just really focus on what you need to do and be able to feel it just like you have before.
You also played basketball in high school. How good were you? How good are you in hoops? And do you find time to play here?
I don't play very much here. You know, sometimes like over the summer or something, I'll play. You know, go to the AFC. But in high school, my junior year, we went to the state semifinals. I was a starting point guard from my sophomore year on. So you know, I guess I was pretty good. You know, not great or anything. You know, but I was a good assist man.
Who's the best basketball player on the football team?
Best basketball player on the football team. I don't know about that one.
Kanan, he was pretty good in high school, wasn't he?
I think he was. I don't know much about anybody's high school career. A lot of people say Devontae Walker's good. You know, people say Smoke's good. Mm-hmm. You know, Kanan. So I don't know.
One of your biggest fans here is Brian Fetzer, who's the director of the track and field program. He's a former college football player, and he later coached college football. I know he follows the team closely. What's your relationship with Brian like, and has he encouraged you to try to get other football players to run track and work out? Because I know he's big on that, and he and Coach London have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about Coach Fetzer. You know, a great guy. You know, I can't thank him enough for the opportunity to come here. You know, him being willing to work with the football team, you know, as they did last winter, and help us with our running, our form, you know, speed training, you know, that really says enough and as much as I need to about him. You know, the fact that he was willing to help us as a team individually and get us better just for football, not even for his benefit as a track coach.
When you do the triple jump and the long jump, it requires explosiveness. You talked about the speed training. Does that help you in football?
I mean, yeah.
Do you notice a carryover?
Yeah. I was actually talking to Coach Wilson about a week ago, I guess I could say, about my run at UNC. And I told him I noticed a difference in the way I picked my knees up and my running form. So he was like, yeah, you look good. You look good.
You went to high school in Southwest Virginia. Were you born and raised in that part of the state?
Yes, I was born at the hospital in Radford. You know, I never moved houses, stayed in the same house, you know, all the way through Sheffield Elementary School and Fort Chisholm Middle and High Schools. So,
for those of us who have not been to Withville, what's the town like? Are you in the town proper, and have any of your UVA teammates made the trip down there to see you?
I don't think anybody on the team has ever been there. Most people don't even know where it's at or how to say it or anything. But you know, this is really small. It's a community. You know, a lot of people there. You know, really close knit. And I feel a lot of support from the people back home, and I can't thank them enough for that. So you know, it's a nice little place.
You're now on football scholarship here. When did Coach London give you that good news, and what was your family's reaction?
My family was really excited. He told me that I would be put on scholarship after my first year at the end of my second fall camp. So, you know, when he told me that, he told me to kind of keep it a secret until he told the team. And then I told my family. And my mom was really excited. You know, they were like, thank God. You know, this is such a blessing. You know, they were really excited. They didn't have to pay for a school anymore. So, you know. They kind of saw it coming.
Speaking of family, from your bio on VirginiaSports.com, it appears that the Hams include a lot of current and former college athletes, including your mother. Have sports always been a big part of the fabric of the family life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I can think back to multiple occasions where in high school, people from other schools in our district, they'd be like, man, how many Hams do they got over there? Like, I thought we were done with those kids. But, yeah, we've always been pretty big at sports, you know, football, basketball, track. My sister played softball for a little while, so.
And your mom played lacrosse at Roanoke College?
Yep.
How about that? You ever pick up a stick?
No, I've actually never played. I've kind of been interested, but my high school was really small. We didn't have a lacrosse team, so.
Your mother is a science teacher, right?
Yes.
Is it safe to assume that education was stressed in your household when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing in the classroom, I would definitely hear it from her first. She knew what my grades were before I did, and you know, she kept me on top of things.
You may someday be the answer to a trivia question. What running back played in parts of five different seasons at UVA? This is the third year in which you've played at least two games, yet you're only a sophomore. in terms of eligibility because you hurt your shoulder in 2013 and ended up getting a hardship waiver that gave you another year of eligibility. Is it exciting to know that you have so much football left ahead of you after it seems like you've been here for a long time now?
Yeah, it is exciting. It's definitely a blessing. You know, it does seem like I've been here playing for a while, and to know that I have two more seasons after this one, it's really something that I'm excited about, you know, to continue to get better and, you know, just progress in my game. It was interesting to get that couple games of experience my first year and, you know, be able to move on and save that entire year. So,
Chris Beatty was hired in January to coach the running backs here, and Larry Lewis slid over to the tight ends. What's it been like for you working with Coach Beatty?
Coach Beatty, he's really got us on our points. He's really big on attention to detail, you know, doing what we need to do, being where we need to be, when we're supposed to be there, being early to meetings, early to everything we have, team-oriented wise. And, you know, he really stays true to what he does, and he's a man of integrity and his word, so I can't say enough about him in that aspect.
There are four scholarship tailbacks on the roster, and each one has scored at least one touchdown this season, and each one has had kind of his shining moment, at least one of them. What's the dynamic like among you, Taequann Mizell, Albert Reed, and Jordan Ellis? You know, whenever I talk to anybody in that group, they always seem genuinely excited when another tailback does well.
Mm-hmm. It's really like a family, you know, especially in the running back room. We're all really close on and off the field. We help each other if we have questions. We push each other to be the best that we can be. And we know we all have our strengths and our weaknesses, and we help each other with our weaknesses and praise each other for our strengths and try to learn from each other's strengths. So that, you know, being in that room with those guys, you know, it's really a blessing. And I can't say enough about those guys as individuals.
Until this season, you were best known around here for your performance against VMI in 2013. That was your first college game, and nobody in the stands at Scott Stadium that afternoon other than your family knew much about Daniel Hamm, if anything. But you rushed for 136 yards and two touchdowns. What was that game like for you as it was unfolding? Was it were you saying, like, this is crazy as it took place?
Yeah. I was really nervous going on the field for the first play. I actually lined up on the wrong side of the quarterback. And, you know, I got taken out. There was a penalty call, so I didn't even get to run a play, and I got taken out. But once I got out there, you know, took the first hit, I'm like, okay, welcome to college football. You know, I'm here now. There's no going back. So, you know, it was really interesting. You know, it was great being out there again. It felt great playing in the first game, you know, getting that experience under my belt. You know, just being successful was really kind of shocking. To put up those kind of numbers in my first game, I didn't expect that.
I mean, if memory serves, there were a couple guys hurt that mm-hmm. got you on the field in the first place. So yeah. If those guys are healthy, maybe that game doesn't even happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Taequann and Shep, they sprained ankles or whatever the injuries were, and my opportunity came up, and they say, when you're up, you're up, next man up kind of mentality. And I seized the moment.
September was a difficult month for the team, which played a brutal schedule. October went a lot better. Coming off a win, how would you characterize the mood and attitude of the team going into November, you know, knowing that there's still a lot to play for?
You know, as a team, you know, as we've been progressively getting better, you know, playing better, I feel like there's a certain level of confidence, and we need to continue to grow in our confidence. To be able to play to the level that we need to. And we know that we're going to have to play at a very high level in order to get where we need to be. You know, no game is going to be a cakewalk or anything easy. So we just need to keep working and going and moving forward.
It's been more than 3 years since Virginia won a road game. The current players were not necessarily involved in all of those losses, but the streak is out there. Is it something the team talks about at all, and do you see any reason why that streak can't end this season?
I don't see any reason why the streak can't end. You know, we don't talk about it much. We're worried about getting a win, whether it's on the road or at home. We just need to win. So,
In the past couple of games, you've lined up several times in the Wildcat formation and taken a direct snap. Not to give any secrets away, but if you were asked to pass out of the Wildcat, could you throw a spiral?
Yeah, I could throw a spiral. I ask Coach all the time, when are we going to put in a halfback pass? But I don't know if he trusts me too much for that.
All right, final question. There are a lot of Hokie fans in your part of the state. Do you catch grief for being a Wahoo?
Not usually. Like I said, there's a lot of support back home. You know,
yeah, have you converted some?
They'll tell me they're a UVA fan for 4 years. I guess it'll be 5 now since I'll be here 5 years. But they tell me they'll be a UVA fan as long as I'm here, and then as soon as I'm gone, they'll go back to Virginia Tech.
Last game of the regular season is against Virginia Tech, of course, and it will be played at Scott Stadium. What would it mean for you personally going back home to help Virginia win that game?
First of all, you know, to get that win, you know, for the seniors on our team, you know, we haven't beaten them in like 11 years or whatever. So they've never beaten them, whether it be in Scott Stadium or in Lane Stadium. So being able to send them out on top like that, that would be something special. But, you know, being home, I feel like it would earn a certain level of bragging rights or something for a lot of people back home. They wouldn't be able to talk to me the same way. You know, a lot of people, they'd be like, oh, when you play Virginia Tech, you know, you already know who's on top. So I feel like if we win, then they won't really be able to say some stuff like that. So,
well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks again for stopping by. Best of luck at Miami.
Thank you very
much. The way. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. In the meantime, remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on football and all our other teams. And thanks for listening.